Take-Two tokenized stock debuts on Solana ahead of GTA 6 Backpack has added Take-Two Interactive, the publisher behind the Grand Theft Auto series, to its lineup of tokenized stocks on Solana, according to a CoinMarketCap post on August 8, 2026. The listing runs through Sunrise Backpack's tokenization partner and puts one of the most anticipated names in gaming on-chain ahead of GTA 6's scheduled November release. The token is meant to track the price of Take-Two's publicly listed shares. It is not the underlying stock. Holders get price exposure through a blockchain instrument rather than a brokerage account, and that distinction matters for anyone weighing whether to buy. A gaming heavyweight arrives on-chain. Most tokenized equity rollouts so far have concentrated on the obvious megacaps and index names. Adding Take-Two puts a pure entertainment story into that mix at a moment when attention around the company is unusually high. GTA 6 is one of the most pre-sold, pre-hyped product launches in the industry, and the publisher's share price has become a proxy bet on how the game performs. Putting that bet on Solana, where trades settle in seconds and fees run to fractions of a cent, changes who can place it and when. A tokenized share can trade outside U.S. market hours and can be held in a self-custody wallet rather than a regulated brokerage. For traders in regions where buying U.S. equities is slow, expensive, or simply unavailable, that access is the entire appeal. Solana has become the default venue for this category. Western Union recently launched a Solana stable card aimed at Visa merchants, and the same chain now hosts a growing catalog of tokenized U.S. equities. The Take-Two listing extends that trend into consumer entertainment rather than pure finance names. Tokenized stock is not the same as owning stock. The important caveat sits in the mechanics. A tokenized stock is a derivative or a wrapper that references the share price. Depending on the issuer's structure, holders typically do not receive voting rights, and dividend treatment varies by product. If GTA 6 ships and Take-Two's shares move, the token should move with them, but the legal claim behind the token is not the same as a share registered in your name. That gap has tripped up buyers before. Some tokenized equity products are fully collateralized by the real shares held with a custodian. Others rely on synthetic exposure. The value of the token depends on the issuer honoring redemption and on the collateral actually existing. Anyone treating this as equivalent to a brokerage position should read Sunrise's disclosures on how the Take-Two token is backed before committing funds. There is also the standard on-chain risk stack, smart contract bugs, Oracle failures that misprice the token during volatile hours, and liquidity that can thin out fast around a catalyst like an earnings date or a game trailer. A tokenized share is only as tradable as its order book on the day you want to sell. The catalyst is a release date. The timing is the whole story. GTA 6 is slated for November, and Take-Two's revenue, guidance, and share price all hinge on how the launch goes. A tokenized version of the stock gives crypto-native traders a way to express a view on that launch without leaving the Solana ecosystem. And it gives Backpack a marquee name to anchor its equity catalog. Whether that demand materializes is an open question. Tokenized equities have drawn steady institutional interest, but retail volume has been uneven, and a single gaming name will live or die on how much traders want event exposure. Companies like Denari have brought hundreds of tokenized U.S. stocks on-chain with Circle, so the infrastructure is maturing faster than the demand data can confirm. For crypto users already spending from Solana wallets, the connection is direct. The same rails that settle a Solana-based card payment now settle tokenized equity trades, and stablecoin balances are the funding layer for both. Holding price exposure, spending capacity, and settlement on one chain is the pitch, though it concentrates counterparty and smart contract risk in one place too.